every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy. But some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary, maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I would assume he's finally leaving on a jet plane.
Oh, he's gotta be done.
Ryan Pace has absolutely butchered the place kicker position, and I was irrationally angry about Connor Barth's existence on this team a few weeks back. There he is again, showing you his Connor Barthiness.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
11-27-17.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join homegrown basketball head coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Bears loss at the hands of Detroit wasn't the worst news for Hallis Hall yesterday, as linebacker Leonard Floyd was carted off the field with an ugly leg injury. Here's Bears head coach John Fox on WBBM this morning.
Not much has changed, but, anytime you go off on a cart, it's usually fairly serious. I think he's getting MRIs this morning, and we'll know more this afternoon.
And Bears fans won't have kicker Connor Barth to kick around anymore. The team waived Barth and signed kicker Cairo Santos this morning. The Bulls are getting set to play back-to-back games against the Lakers and Jazz starting in L.A. tomorrow. Blackhawks play in Tampa on Wednesday. In baseball, the Cubs are meeting with Andre Dawson in hopes of finding a role for him in the organization, per the Score's Bruce Levine. Omar Vizquel has been named the manager of the White Sox Class A team in Winsome-Salem. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. And the football postgame show on The Score is being presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit inspiresleep.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This transition on The Score is brought to you by Ford. Tune in every Monday to Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, brought to you by your local Ford stores.
I'm leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again.
No, did not.
Thank you to Julie DeCaro and Mark Grody, who had our updates. Thank you to Connor Barth for all the content today, and thank you for the honesty when Jim Rose asked him if he thought that kick had a chance when it left his foot.
No, did not.
Thank you to Cam Meredith, who was on the show and in the studio today. Check out mercyhome.org and drinkcray.com/mercyhome for information on his event. Thanks to Big Cat Williams as well. Jay Zawoski, Shane Reardon are our producers this week as Rick Camp has the holiday week off from us. Ray Diaz does fine work. Thank you, Ray. Brian Gersh is the video streamer, does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow, three technique, three stories, three guests, three quick hits. And from The Ringer, our guy Michael Lombardi.
Bernstein and Goff are here. How was the coming of age ceremony?
It was a bash. It really was. He did great at the ceremony, and it was...
The band was banging.
The band was phenomenal.
Awesome. I was looking over in Nicole like, are they playing that right now, instrumental-wise? Oh, yep. They are. Okay.
Which song?
Any of the three NWA songs that they came out with.
No. Yep.
No, they're instrumentals. They're good sonically. I was looking at them like... She's like, yeah, they know. I'm like, all right, cool. Just making sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and then we.
I gave him a couple winks to the drummer. He's like, oh yeah, we in here doing that.
There was a little surprise moment too that I didn't even know the full extent of the planning. That the band gave up their seats, and then at one point, my 10-year-old nephew sat down at the drums, my brother-in-law on lead guitar, my cousin Brian on banjo,
that's the best.
And my son on lead clarinet, and they played the Beatles' "Come Together."
And Douglas killed it.
Oh, my God. And no one had any idea.
The guy was
a drumming prodigy. Oh my,
and it was great to see Bernsey's parents, especially his mom, just sitting there like with her hands over her mouth and like pointing at Douglas and pointing at Jason. And they're like, these are my grandkids. I'm like, yeah, they're doing big things.
Yeah, that's awesome. Nobody had any idea that he could drum like that. He's been taking drum classes, the parents don't get to watch.
And those kind of moments, man, it wasn't just
a kid drumming. It was like a dude getting down. Like, yeah. I enjoyed the hell out of that. And my lady lost it a little bit during the ceremony because she said, you know, at some point Jace is going to be this old and, you know, this is so much love in the room.
It goes like that.
And she was like, I looked at her, I'm like, you okay? She was like, yeah, I'm fine. And then she starts to cry.
Wow.
And then I'm looking, I'm like, hey, man, tighten up. These people going to think I'm doing something to you.
Stop verbally harassing your girl.
Right. Like, I gotta get on a bullhorn. Everything's fine, everybody.
Just emotional. Right?
Yeah, no, it was
great. Good for you. Thanks. The whole weekend, it finished up. The brunch ended at 11:30, and I get home just in time to watch the Bears. So everything was glorious. Yeah. See,
pretty fun to watch.
It wasn't bad. I will say, though, it wasn't my favorite bad game of the weekend. Because the Bulls and the Hornets.
I thought you were going Bulls Suns.
No, they didn't.
When Stacey King is pretty much firing the coach.
Stacey King
was great.
Spitting truth last night.
On Fred?
I tweeted out.
About mismatches.
Oh, man. He's like,
mismatches.
He goes,
find the mismatch.
You've got
mismatch.
A point guard on your big, and you're not getting him the ball. And then he stops the tape. It's a 4-on-2 break. Mm-hmm. And he stops the tape. He's like, this is a dunk. This has got to be a dunk. You can't pull this out and take a contested three. This is not what you got to do.
He wasn't killing Fred as much as he was killing point guard play, which is a reflection of Fred. Which is a reflection of Fred, I understand.
But that Hornets game, all you need to know about the NBA is when two bad teams can get together and put on a show like that, it just says something about the baseline quality of your product.
Oh, man, watching Kemba. Kemba just getting anywhere he wanted to on the floor at any point.
Dwight's still like, I can still get 20 and 10 if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Like dunking everything. I mean, that was fun. And then the Bears game.
Have you talked about the no-shows to any extent?
Yes.
We talked about it today.
It was the first camera shot. The very first camera shot to bring you into Soldier Field. Mm-hmm. And I know they got to sell the product, but if you're the if you're the NFL, you tell the producers from here on out, hey, ixnay on the wide shot.
Right, right. Yeah. Show the skyline, show the lake. Right. Beautiful.
Somebody
did a lot of that.
They did a lot of that.
Somebody throwing deep dish pizza out there in the middle of the field. Do something else.
More blues.
Right.
Show some more blues.
What was it, 10,000?
10,000 some yesterday. 10,000. Last week was 5,000. And that's what it's kind of been all year. Last year, the final four home games last year, progressively 11,000, 13,000, 16,500, and then 21,000 on Christmas Eve against the Redskins. 21,000 no shows. Your two games remaining are the Niners and the Browns.
And the Browns on Christmas Eve.
What does it mean, though? Because everything's in the bag already. Right?
It's an embarrassing look. Didn't national embarrassment.
You don't get any concession sales out of it.
But I'm saying you're about to fire your coach. I'm talking about what it means for the team going forward. Yeah, the money is lost. I can dig that. But as far as the national embarrassment, this isn't the first year or second year of a dude's deal. He's out of here. So if you're, second year in if, a round. If you're the McCaskies, you're like, all right, yeah, we will fire him. This if you want to
play better.
If you want to put this on his tombstone as well, that the fans didn't want to come out to watch his team play, fine.
But they fired the kicker.
Well,
yeah. Well. I know you can't lose on that. Because that was just, that was like one of my drives where it's like, damn it.
You know? Mulligan, Mulligan.
Right, that's one of those where you know at the top of your swing, you know something's wrong and you can't bail out of the swing. And then, four!
Yeah. And then the Eagles get a linebacker to kick a ball all the way down to the end zone. Two times last night.
That was
you guys
impressive.
See that game last
night?
Yeah,
I did.
The Eagles. Oh, I'll talk to you then.
Yeah.
My guy's over here. Yeah, like, whoa.
37-9.
Local football. Over
I watched.
Yeah, the kicker got a concussion, and they get some dude off of special teams, number 54. Perfect follow through, leg extension is crazy.
Was he flat toe or soccer style?
Yeah, he was kicking the ball. I don't know what the hell style he was doing, but it was getting.
Running up to it. It was normal.
He was getting the ball all the way to the goal line. I'm like, all right, they found somebody with a powerful leg. Why can't the Bears? But this is the thing, though. If you really want to look coachy, what you do is you wait for Dan Bailey in that Cowboys-Eagles game as well. There's an injured kicker. You wait for Dan Bailey to come back to the Cowboys. They cut Mike Nugent. You say, damn it, we can't keep up with these damn NFL teams. If we're not going to have a kicker, we're going to sign Mike Nugent. And that's how you look like you're really still in the season. That's what you. That's, if you're John Fox, you go. You know what? I need a new kicker. Damn it! Yeah, I'm not gonna go down without a kicker. And then you go get the Dallas Cowboys kicker, and you wait to see who's gonna buy your home.
Yeah,
so it's simple. It's about as simple as that. I'm fine with everything that happened yesterday. There was enough entertainment. There was enough of me seeing the quarterback that I knew was better than the one they signed from day damn one. Mm-hmm. You actually let him throw the ball the last three games, and guess what?
You put in some read option stuff for him too.
The world didn't explode. And the concentration that an NFL quarterback has to have was on display yesterday in terms of the consistency of greatness, right?
With Nathan Peterman.
Well, no, I'm talking about with Trubisky. Yeah. 3 out of 5 times on that read option, he read it right. The 2 times he didn't read it right, it was glaring. Like the things that have to happen in a split second for you to be considered a really good one or just another one, there's not that much difference.
Yeah, right. Watch Drew Brees giving us just the tiniest little opportunity.
Uh-huh.
Watch him with like a sharp
precision, man.
Well, and the great ones make sure their footwork is solid every damn time. Yeah. And that's why watching Jay got so frustrating, because there were always 3 or 4 or 5 plays where the footwork wasn't there.
Mitchell did the same thing.
I know. We better see it get better from Mitch. You know?
It doesn't happen often enough, though. Like, there was one throw, the Marcus Wheaton throw on the curl route that was like, okay, yeah, what are you doing here? And Spielman was quick to point it out. And I think that's the – what we really saw these last 2 weeks is the I would love for the NFL to have home broadcasts, because you saw a broadcast team that was with a team 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, and they were able to carry the storylines through.
You could tell,
absolutely.
Man.
Yes.
You know what? Spielman's good.
Very good.
I enjoyed him.
He's very low-key.
When he puts emphasis on things, it's like, oh, he's getting into it. Like, he gets football, and he has to
he's very football guy.
Yes, but he's aware of it. Yeah. It's not, he doesn't hit you over the head with it. He doesn't get too jargony. He gave us a great term yesterday, too, that I know Tanny has. It was a certain formation that will be entered into the Bernstein and Goff lexicon. I don't know if anybody else noticed it, but sort of in the tradition of Chip Carey. But it was I like how quick he is to recognize, and it's you can tell that he's seeing it, and it's not a guy in the truck like the left tackle. We're gonna show you that. Like, you can tell if a guy needs the truck to tell him what's coming. He's actually dictating what he's telestrating.
Yes, you tell, like, and that's the stories we've heard about, like Eddie O or somebody who's really good at it, who's like telling you what to do. And I loved, Jason, your point about 2 weeks in a row. Last week, he's like, where's the run pass? Or like, where's the throwing on first down? Right. Where is it? And then this week's like, there it is. See? There it is. Why did that change from 1 week to the next?
Well, you know,
the media.
Why?
Yeah, just say thank you, media.
This is the thing, though. This is the problem that I have with Dowell Loggins. If that's in you, then there is no excuse going forward. There's another coaching issue that took place this week.
Well, we got a new coach. We got the new excuse, which is that the guys don't know the 2-minute offense.
Damn it, Danny Parkins. Hey. Week 11. If this is the guy that you have drafted to exploit NFL defenses, and at week 11, he is telling people that he doesn't know the offense?
Well, the Tariq Cohen one's the one that you can't explain.
Shaheen Howard.
Okay, but Howard can't catch.
I understand.
So he doesn't have to be out there.
Yeah, if they Tom Thayer said this morning that he wants him to throw the ball more. I'm like, No.
He cannot catch. Shaheen.
Shaheen wasn't even in the passing game until week six.
Maybe justified because of Zach Miller and Daniel Brown and Deion Sims, and there's a depth chart.
I think
there.
He's still taking the steps, too.
But Tariq Cohen?
Yeah,
like you need to have big plays in your 2-minute offense.
There's no excuse. There's no excuse for, and it's on him, mm-hmm. and it's on his coaches to make sure it's on him.
They were so comfortable sharing that detail, too. They're like, yeah, he just doesn't know the plays. And then Tariq was like, yeah, I just don't know the plays yet. I was like, well, hold on a second.
It's not a good look for anybody.
Make the plays easier.
No, it's not even about
making it easier. No, it's not even the plays. Whatever it's just about knowing what the calls are.
Whatever you have to do to meet him halfway to get him on the field, maybe he doesn't know every single thing, but he's just got to know enough.
They could get Dontrell Inman on the field for like 3 or 4 plays there.
Right, it wasn't the whole thing. On the field.
Sure.
Did you guys hear this? Just a little bit that Trubisky offered toward the end of this cut about the Fox and Loggins dynamic.
I feel like they trust me. I know Coach Dowell Loggins trusts me a lot. Just... how far I've progressed and what Coach Fox is allowing us to do on offense. So we just got to keep getting better each week. I feel like I have.
What Coach Fox is allowing us to do.
Yeah, I know we've known it. He's close to the vest. He's trying to win games.
He's the restrictor player.
Yeah. And we knew it, but there it is, plain as day. Yeah. Dowell Loggins, trust me, and what Coach Fox allows us to do.
Yeah, we asked, what does he do? He's got veto power.
I want to run it here.
Yeah, if you mess around. Yeah, you say that 2 plays ahead of time. Uh-huh. If it's 2nd and 7.
Get him out of here.
Yeah. 2nd and 7, if it's 3rd and short, I want
to
run it.
He is a detriment. He's a flat-out detriment to development with 6 games to go. He really is.
In a league where there's so many guys who are nurturing offensive talent, and you see dudes just growing by leaps and bounds, Doug Peterson is taking Carson Wentz and putting him squarely in the middle of the MVP consideration, and also has left the defense alone enough for Jim Schwartz to do his thing. Like, this is what you need now. You know, gone are the days of, I think, across the world of sports, and the ones that do have it, I think, are the ones that struggle or stay in the mediocre level for long enough. Gone are the days of the heavy-handed, I run things here, you just live here, dudes. You know what I mean? Those guys are...
Unless it's Belichick.
See, but this is the thing. I think Belichick does a lot more. He emboldens his people a lot more and empowers them a lot more than he lets on. He doesn't let them do interviews. You know, that's where Nick Saban learned his style from.
And I don't know if he lets them have any input on personnel. See, it's like you coach them how I trust you to coach them, but I don't know that you get to pick the guys.
He and Tom Brady sit down and script their first 20 plays every week. He puts it to guys. He allows guys to earn their respect, and then after that, you run free. And that's how you stay on that staff. If you think that he is telling Matt Patricia what to call every play, that's not happening over there. He's already laid the foundation.
Yeah.
If this is what we do. I can respect
that's
you.
What Lombardi talked to us about last week.
If I can trust you, you're good money.
He's like, I teach the coaches, and then I empower the coaches.
I think the most important reason to get rid of John Fox is to do it before he brings Mike McCoy in to run the offense. Right?
People are texting about Mike McCoy. For what
brutal year.
The name they know. That's it.
Yeah, I mean,
that's it.
Okay. Well, and also because I think
two places so far.
Both Gase and Loggins are on that tree, right? They're on the McCoy tree.
Gase is part of the worst offense in the NFL right now.
Is McCoy a better play caller? Maybe
more experienced.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know that Fox is flat out getting in the way of what the year is about.
Well, this is what managers do across the board that bring down what could be fruitful ventures. Is they rely on the default, okay, spaz out. Let's get the guy that I know is average enough. You know, I know his floor.
Amen.
And then you see average work for years. Like, that's what they do. You know, show me the dude who knows that the quarterback coach for the Cleveland Browns is a gem, and he hasn't got a chance to call plays yet, or he's not somebody's OC yet, but you're going to make him that guy, and you're going to show the NFL that, yo, I've been scouting this guy since he was a quality control dude. I knew him when he was 22 that he had this talent, and now I'm going to let him run. And get out the way, by the way. Not just put a guy in place and then hold his hand in front of everybody. Like, put a guy in place, let him make all his mistakes. Say, this first year is on us. Don't worry about it. I'll take all the arrows, but you better be able to run. Those are the guys. Those are the guys that birthed the Josh McDaniels of the world and all these other dudes that get these jobs or are up for this running because they trust their talent. If you don't trust, you can say whatever you want. If you don't trust your talent, it shows immediately when there's a little rough patch.
On another subject, I was very happy to hear your disturbing level of Charles Manson knowledge.
Yeah, it goes even deeper than what I admitted.
There was a time in seventh grade when I started reading about it, and then I read Helter Skelter, the Vincent Bugliosi book about it.
When I read it, too.
And it's all annotated with it's fascinating.
Hey, man, especially then if you grow up to love the White Album, and then you're listening to the White Album.
How he heard it.
You're under the influence of certain chemical creations in college, listening to the White Album and hearing the way he heard it and taught it. And then I found the Manson album of the music that he made.
Yeah, that I haven't heard.
You ever hear that stuff? Listening to that in the same session of chemical, because you were curious, right. Like you just got
better than listening to Yoko Ono.
you just went down that rabbit hole of like this insanity mixed with music and drugs.
And to answer your question, I don't know that I can speak for the official gatekeepers, but as far as I'm concerned, being a psychopathic leader of a murderous cult does not get you kicked out of 83 Nation.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
I think we welcome everybody. And the fact that he was a trooper and held out
until 83,
he didn't go to 84. He didn't look.
I knew I couldn't rule on it, so I wanted to leave it to you guys.
I thought he was dead
already.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't keep up with. I don't check in with Charles Manson.
Once in a while, a documentary show will check in and say, "Hey, how's Charles Manson doing?" Well, they won't be doing
Charles,
that anymore.
Charles, what do you think of this? What do you think of the time?
Seriously,
they're great.
Halftime. Let's go back to the studio with Charles Manson.
That story had like rich people in L.A. and then hippies and then pretty girls and then rock and roll and like all this stuff mixed in with it.
And then the attempts to assassinate Gerald Ford.
Right. How did he have power that lingered for decades with these people while he's still in prison?
How about the backstory of their compound on the old Hollywood
Spahn Ranch?
Movie set? Yeah. Yep. And what was filmed there. Mm-hmm. And I mean,
I know way too much.
Yeah.
It's an uncomfortable amount.
It's the power of acid.
Well, and even how about this? That
just by chance you crossed a diamond
for the
with
Simpsons,
a pearl.
Milhouse Van Houten. Mm-hmm. Is Van Houten after one of the
after Manson, Leslie Van
after
Houten?
Leslie Van Houten, and Milhouse is after Nixon's middle name.
Oh God!
Right.
All right, Jay and I will talk about Sunday Night Football. You guys are talking about the Mansons.
Apparently, I missed. But this is why they're here, though.
Yeah,
upper end of the demo. No question. This is why they're here.
What do you guys got today?
We got our football regulars and a whole bunch of stuff. Zach Zaidman is going to come out and tell us what the Bears are saying about their new kicker and everything else with fresh sound. Eric Edholm will go around the league at 4, Rich Campbell at 5, and all kinds of other things. I'd love to get to some of that the Stacey King stuff from last night, because I thought he wasn't pulling any punches.
No. Yeah, he's tired of the BS. All I know is Helen Mirren is doing an online class, and I'm signing up here, I believe,
cooking?
A Friday.
Acting?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The door is open, Jay. Good looking out. I appreciate you, man.
Acting class. She's doing
I was talking about her Saturday morning at my basketball game, how she is still one of the GOATs. And the fact that this is happening, I might have to take a sabbatical.
This is like Wilson Contreras and Mia Khalifa's DMs here.
I close. I close, player.
DMs are not open for business.
Yeah, no. They will be. If not, we'll see. Somebody get Helen Mirren on the line. Let's do that. She'll be my Alice Cooper. I'll pay somebody $500. Look, Helen Mirren. All right, let you guys go. Have your day.
They're bursting and go off on the score.
This is Built for Tough Bears Monday. All day today, it's recap and reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts. There's no Monday like a Built for Tough Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Ford. Built for Tough.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Ford's F-150, the official truck of the NFL. If Cleveland Browns owner Jimmy Haslam is smart, he will offer Peyton Manning as much of his franchise as he needs to in order to get him to take over his pathetic team. Manning is going to run an NFL team. That's a given. There are only so many TV commercials he can do before his head explodes. He may want to wait for a better offer than the Browns, who will need to improve considerably just to reach square one. After yesterday's loss to the Jaguars, the Browns are now 1-25 the last two seasons. Manning has everything one could want to lead a football team. He's smart, he can handle the media, and he has a football IQ that's off the charts. Perhaps most important for a team that passed on Carson Wentz and Deshaun Watson, he knows exactly what it takes to be an NFL quarterback. Do it, Jimmy. I'm John Feinstein.
For kids, K-A-R-S, cars for kids, 1-877 cars for kids, donate your car today, 1-877 cars for kids, K-A-R-S, cars for kids, 1-877 cars for kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids, K-A-R-S, cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
How is Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights wrapping up 2017 with their 2017 Chevy closeout sale? Get 0% financing for 72 months plus special incentives on all our popular models. It's the gift of employee pricing on nearly all remaining 2017 Chevys. That's over $10,000 in savings on select new Chevy Silverados and much more. But you have to hurry, they're going fast. The 2017 closeout sale with employee pricing only at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. The bright way to buy, visit sunrisechevrolet.com. Tell them Jason Goff sent you. Financing in lieu of rebates to qualified customers. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
So, why therapy? What's on your mind?
Well, Doc, I love helping people learn, and I work at Hyundai. When I started, I got to help people learn that Hyundai has
America's best warranty?
Right, or that Hyundai's
ranked number one in customer loyalty.
Right, or that Hyundai has
three different SUVs, from the Tucson to the seven-passenger Santa Fe.
Yeah, but now with the internet, even when I try to share breaking news like
the Elantra and 2018 Sonata both being named a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus, when equipped with optional automatic emergency braking and dynamic bending lights.
Everyone already seems to know.
Ah, that must be frustrating.
Yeah.
Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. For a limited time, lease a 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month for 24 months with $33.39 due at signing. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
You've reached the Holiday Helpline. We turn the holidays into Holiday's.
Hi, I'm trying to chill out waiting for Black Friday, but we need warm clothes now and can't wait.
So don't. Save big now at Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, today only. Get 50% off all sweaters.
50% off all sweaters?
Plus, get 40% off your entire purchase. 50% off when you use or open an Old Navy card.
50% off?
Yep, turn your holiday into a Holiday. Get to Old Navy today.
Sweaters valid 11/20. Excludes in-store clearance. 40% off valid 11/16 to 11/21. Excludes in-store clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today only, and two-day only deals. 50% off subject to credit approval. Valid 11/16 to 11/19. See stores for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What's the record? 12 and 30? I said their record. I'm not talking about John Fox. Ryan Pace has been there for all of it.
Yes, he has.
It's him too. Bad decision to keep the guy. He cost you a game. You can't roll him out again for an end of game kick.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, these games, there's only 16 of them. You've only won three. I mean, you can't lose a game because of a kicker. God, that was inexcusable. And it wasn't even close. I don't know what other word would choke. I mean, he didn't even come near it.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/Lake Bluff.
Wednesday, join the Bernstein and Goff Show with Bud Light from 1 to 6 at Scoreboards, 1100 Douglas Road in Oswego. Enjoy Bud Light specials, score, and Bud Light giveaways, and enter to win tickets to an upcoming Bulls game. Brought to you by Bud Light, famous among friends.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit Lake Forest MBA.edu for their upcoming open house.
Scoreboard update.
It's 1:30 in the Northwestern Basketball Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join homegrown basketball head coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. The Bears are coming off a 27-24 loss to Detroit yesterday. Linebacker Leonard Floyd set to have an MRI on his leg today. Results are expected this afternoon. The team also signed kicker Cairo Santos and waived kicker Connor Barth. Elsewhere in the league, Broncos fire offensive coordinator Mike McCoy and former Ohio State star and NFL wide receiver Terry Glenn killed in a car accident early this morning. He was only 43. The Bulls take on the Lakers tomorrow in L.A. Blackhawks play in Tampa on Wednesday. In baseball, Andre Dawson is set to join the Cubs organization, according to The Score's Bruce Levine, presumably in an ambassador role. Cubs and Yankees, the favorite to land pitcher Alex Cobb, according to Peter Gammons. And Omar Vizquel will manage the White Sox Class A team in Winston-Salem. Discover the area's coolest place to bowl, party, and play at Bolero's four stunning Chicagoland locations. Check out their inventive menu of outrageous eats and try their massive 5-pound behemoth burger. Visit them now at bolero.com and plan the perfect celebration today. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
Hola. Me llamo Roberto.
It is Bears Monday on the Bernstein and Goff Show as we broadcast from the Hyundai Studios. Come see how better drives us. This segment brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Whether you're looking to change your air filter or replace your brakes, you'll find the parts you need and knowledgeable team members ready to help. At Advance Auto Parts, let's get you back on the road. Let's tell you what we have going on today. I think probably maybe about an hour or so, maybe earlier. Zach Zaidman is going to join us with the freshly harvested sound from Hallis Hall, reaction to the changing of the kickers.
Does it come from a Bears field?
We will find out.
Is that where you're harvesting the sound from?
Yeah, and actually they're...
Sound field?
Yeah, now there's going to be, because they're investing in Hallis Hall, and there's going to be new practice fields and new areas to harvest and cultivate Bears information. We'll also probably find out more about the injury to Leonard Floyd that just has me heartsick right now as a Bears observer. Eric Edholm at 4
Rich Campbell at 5. Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, The Score. You email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We are streaming at 670thescore.com. We have texting and sexting at 67011. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Bernstein underscore Goff. He is at Jason1 Goff. I am at Dan underscore Bernstein. We also have Instagram. Mm-hmm. We're on Instagram, I should say, at Bernstein Goff Show.
We have it as well.
We have it, I guess.
We own the pictures, don't we?
I don't know.
Probably not, right?
Instagram probably owns
Facebook
them.
And everybody owns
them. Read the fine print.
Yeah, you're right.
The website for podcasts and stuff is BernsteinandGoffShow.com. A great place to interact with us, especially during the show. It's always fun people putting their names on silliness on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page.
Look at those early morning numbers already, too.
Really?
Look at the guys and gals already to nestle up to Facebook and watch me. I look like Cornholio. I'm not going to do this because Burns is going to get into a fit of Beavis and Butthead impersonations.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do it.
It's too early.
I
apologize. Don't get me started,
sorry,
please,
guys.
With that. The video stream is at watch670thescore.com and at Facebook Live. It's directed by Brian Gertsch.
We begin with the death of Charles Manson. The mastermind of a series of notorious 1969 murders died last night at a California hospital. Manson was 83.
83.
Good looking out, Chuck.
Hey. When I saw the Chris Tannehill actually told me, he said he thought he had done something on Twitter that made people angry. He thought he'd stepped in it because
Chris?
Yeah, because just
I was like, did I sleepwalk and tweet something? Because I woke up to like 50 tweets of people alerting me to Chuck's death.
Okay, yes, the volume.
I was about to say, Chris isn't going to alarm or anger anyone.
Well, actually,
Chris just throws his SoundCloud stuff out there, a couple of hip hop references, and that's about it.
Well, I started laughing out loud today at the gym, and everyone looking at me like I'm a lunatic because I had never noticed it before.
And you didn't have pants on.
On,
well.
on one of the Nautilus machines, right? they all say leg press. This one just said, and I hadn't noticed it because it's written vertically, and I kind of turned my head. I started laughing. It just said dip machine.
I put my hand up on your hip. Dip machine.
Dip machine.
Everything's a machine.
Sack machine.
Yeah.
Someone tweeted me about Charles Manson killing machine.
Jesus. But, now that's,
and of course,
that's hilarious.
One of my
friends,
says, why are you laughing? And I said, don't. Just. It's
yeah.
There's something
wrong.
You
have to go through
me.
The genesis.
Yeah,
of
I'm not.
It. Yeah.
I'm not doing that right now.
Yeah, whenever you get 83 or you get a machine,
dip machine,
you know you are a true member of the afternoon show cult. And with Charles Manson dying, we need a new cult leader.
It might be our audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Amuka Mara is holding his hand. They're holding hands running down the field. So they're going to call it on the defense every single time. It looked like they were strolling through the park. The only time football players should hold hands is in the huddle.
Yeah, and Chris was getting waved on in, like, come on, nope, a little bit to the left, nope, stop, Chris, because Chris, if you would have let that freestyle go on a little bit longer, you know,
get started on the game,
damn fairies, you know, I'm like, hey, Spielman, calm down. We still got the Wheaton College thing that we got to get through before you can.
Where do you think you learned that mentality?
I'm just saying.
I guess I didn't mention the EP, Nick Szepkowski.
Mayfield rolling out, and it's caught. It's a touchdown.
And look, he's just looking at the Kansas sideline.
Right there. Now, that's
inappropriate.
That's inappropriate, uncalled for. And that right there, NFL GMs are going to see that, and they're going to mark it down, saying that's not what we want in the National Football League. It's not what Lincoln Riley wants at Oklahoma. It's not what we want in college football as fans.
Yeah, kiss
easy,
my ass.
Easy.
Yeah, like, so the things that we don't want our NFL quarterbacks to do, right?
Right there. Now, that's
inappropriate.
That's inappropriate, uncalled for.
Cocaine. Mm-hmm. Domestic violence, of course. Standing or kneeling for equality.
Right.
Don't ever go against the anthem. And grabbing your package because of a cheap shot. I'm sorry. Like, if Baker Mayfield is going down on people's draft boards, I hope he kills every team that he goes up against. What you're gonna do is force me to become a Baker Mayfield, a bigger Baker Mayfield fan. This guy's grabbing his package on the side. Like, guess what? Don't show
sack
it.
Machine.
Yeah.
Right there. Now, that's inappropriate. That's inappropriate. Uncalled for.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Oh, my girls ain't listening.
Yeah, get your ass out of here. I'm sure you guys did something inappropriate and uncalled for somewhere in Manhattan, Kansas, where the hell you were at for that game. You kidding me? Stop it.
Haven't we moved the bar around for what constitutes inappropriate?
Like, listen, right? I don't mean to sound like the people who hate me, but we're getting offended at too many different damn things now. If a guy on a football field is looking over at the guy who just cheap shot him, who just hit him with a cheap shot, and gives him the, hey, right here, this all this could be you, then take the camera off
in
of
the
him.
The kingdom of
yes.
could be you.
Right there. Now, that's inappropriate. That's inappropriate. Uncalled for.
Oh, my girls aren't listening.
Goodness gracious sakes alive.
You got dudes going on the sideline? You know, what? Oh, you use a restroom, sir. No, we're out here. You know, what is a snot rocket inappropriate?
What would have happened had he performed Steve Martin's King Tut?
Well,
then all hell's breaking loose.
Right there. Now, that's inappropriate. That's inappropriate. Uncalled for.
Oh my God! You and with what's happening in football?
Not just that. Outside of football, we're about to elect a child molester into the Senate.
Oh, I thought you said the presidency.
Look, well, admitted sexual assailants.
What are you gonna do? Marshawn Lynch is more important.
There you go.
Yeah. Let's build a wall and put Marshawn on the other side of it.
And 2017 has peaked with LeVar Ball.
Well,
and that is, dude.
Welcome to Big Baller Zone.
I walked into a hornet's nest Saturday. I didn't even know it was there because I said I would hate for my dad to get me and my three brothers to UCLA and get me ready to make millions of dollars, cuz there's some idiot was like LeVar Ball should be jailed for, you know, instead of his kid, and they're better off without him in their lives. I'm like, oh, so that's what we want. We want black fathers out of kids' lives. Oh, okay. It's hilarious to me what's going on. And now he's going to be on CNN to make it even worse for everybody. It's like the President Trump and LeVar Ball. I saw my guy.
It's like a wrestling bit now.
My guy Sherm. Sherman the Man said that it's the road to WrestleMania, and it starts tonight.
This segment brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Whether you're looking to change your air filter or replace your brakes, you'll find the parts you need and knowledgeable team members ready to help. At Advance Auto Parts, let's get you back on the road. And we are going to make sure that you are appropriately entertained and informed today on a Bears Monday. The phone lines are open. A lot to do. 312-644-6767.
Come on through.
Yep.
We're here for you. You shouldn't feel as bad as I think you feel. You shouldn't.
Okay.
You shouldn't. I don't want to tell you how to feel, but this ain't as bad as it seems.
Okay, we'll explain that in deeper detail next on The Score.
The Bears fall to the Lions. We've got a full analysis of the loss, Mitch Trubisky's performance. Plus, we'll take a look at the Bears' next matchup, the Philadelphia Eagles, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I would assume he's finally leaving on a jet plane.
Oh, he's got to be done.
Ryan Pace has absolutely butchered the place kicker position, and I was irrationally angry about Connor Barth's existence on this team a few weeks back. There he is again, showing you his Connor Barthiness.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Yes, yes, yes!
Let out your inner child at the Lexus December to Remember sales event with some of the best offers on our most versatile models.
Lease the 2017 RX350 for $399 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Experience amazing at your Chicago area and Northwest Indiana Lexus dealer. Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Central area only and ends November 30th, 2017.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Friday only, save up to 50% on select gifts throughout the store. Plus, save 50% on 300-count Celebrations LED Christmas lights, now just $9.99 after instant savings. And for even more savings, print out our online coupon to save 50% on a regularly priced item under $30. So save big on Black Friday all day long at your neighborhood Ace.
Coupon valid on November 24th, limit 1. Exclusions apply. See coupon. Lights offer valid for Ace Rewards members. Only at participating stores.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, these games, there's only 16 of them. You've only won three. I mean, you can't lose a game because of a kicker. God, that was inexcusable. And it wasn't even close. I don't know what other word would choke. I mean, he didn't even come near it.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You've reached the Holiday Helpline. We turn the holidays into Holiday's.
Hi, I'm trying to chill out waiting for Black Friday, but we need warm clothes now and can't wait.
So don't. Save big now at Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, today only. Get 50% off all sweaters.
50% off all sweaters?
Plus, get 40% off your entire purchase. 50% off when you use or open an Old Navy card.
50% off?
Yep, turn your holiday into a Holiday. Get to Old Navy today.
Sweaters valid 11/20. Excludes in-store clearance. 40% off valid 11/16 to 11/21. Excludes in-store clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today only, and two-day only deals. 50% off subject to credit approval. Valid 11/16 to 11/19. See stores for details.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're gonna make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're gonna open your gates or we're gonna break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're gonna need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinion if you're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We showed spurts and moments like we have for some time now, but we just can't seem to, we have lulls, we have siestas, we just don't do it for 60 minutes.
The hell's this? A siesta?
What? I wasn't sleeping. I was resting my hips. I was supposed to have surgery.
They do it for the lulls. That's all that explains.
And members of the lulls.
That's what the Bears are doing. They're just in it for the lulls.
Do it for the people. The people that aren't showing up to watch you play football.
Yeah.
This is the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. Listen, man. I enjoyed my Bears football experience yesterday. I watched the game a little bit later, as I told people on Twitter. I stayed away from the Score. I was at Q from the North Side's baby shower out there.
Busy weekend.
Schiller Park. Yeah, yeah. So it was cool. It was cool to see him and his people.
They let Q from the North Side have a baby.
And with an actual lady. And she's a lovely lady at that. Shout out to Reggie and all her family who was there as well. I met Mama Q. But man, I got home. I was like, all right, I don't know what happened in the game. Sit down, watch the Bears game. And that first drive, I wish they would have had seven. And these are the things we talk about.
You knew it.
The concentration of greatness, or the what, when greatness presents itself because it's consistently happening over and over and over and over again. Those moments where Benny Cunningham sits down instead of, you know, continues to go where Mitch thought he was going. Those moments don't happen as often. Like, this is it. This is the nurturing of a young point guard. This is the nurturing of a young starting pitcher. We're like, all right, you gave up six runs. Let me tell you why. And hopefully this doesn't happen again. These are those moments.
And then he makes a play with his feet, and you just say, ooh.
He's out there getting his Steve Young on. Yeah, he's out there getting his Steve Young on. So I enjoyed the throw to Adam Shaheen. That was ridiculous. Because Shaheen was like, oh, the ball just went through someone's head and landed in my arms. I enjoyed almost everything, even the tough moments that Mitchell Trubisky had. And it's not, I'm not waving the pom-poms for Mitchell Trubisky. I'm waving the pom-poms for us as a fandom, because you finally have some hope that a guy that is taking the ball from center, when he's not fumbling it, is taking the ball from center. There's something there. There's some raw material that we don't have to lie to ourselves about. We lie to ourselves about a few of these guys where it's like, he might be. Well, but did you see that? No, consistently enough, you see him before he even knows what the hell he's doing.
He has what you can't coach.
Yeah, man.
He has the things you can't coach. Now he just needs to be put in the hands of coaches who can teach him the correct way to learn these things while making sure they're not working at cross purposes, trying to save jobs or trying to win games. You need the developers to come in and take over.
He can't control that, though.
John Fox has just told reporters at Halas Hall that Leonard Floyd, it is believed, did not tear his ACL. But it is a significant injury and will be out a while. I guess they will know more. It would appear to be a significant sprain, but not a tear. So that might be good news. It's and friendly fire.
What do you got, six games? I wouldn't be sad if you said, hey, Leonard,
shut him down.
It's been a real, real fun. Because you don't want to see what happened, as Nick brought up during the commercial break. We talked about it last year, a couple of years ago, actually, when Pernell McPhee was first signed. Those Washington and San Francisco games, those last four games of the season, when he was dragging that leg around, and it was something that you were in the first year of a deal, and you're like, why are you playing him in these games? I wouldn't be mad if Leonard Floyd had seen his last Bears action. You know what you have in him, too. A young pass rusher who plays the run a lot better than people thought he could coming out of Georgia.
Chris is in Rockford. He's on the score. Hi, Chris. Start off our Bears Monday.
Oh, absolutely, and a happy 1-4, because I think I saw some spurts, too, is where it can be some real exciting things going on with the right personnel in place. And talking about Trubisky, that the character and the heart of Trubisky is set all in that 4th-and-13 play. Because Jay Cutler would have ate it. Mike Glennon would have ate it. Anybody quarterback in this
don't yeah, try not try to ball. Avoid making comparisons to other Bears quarterbacks.
Yeah, stop talking about your exes, Chris.
I don't think that advances the discussion.
Maybe not, but it gives me more hope in the position that we've seen in a decade that he would just find his way out of the pocket and go back and forth, trying everything he can to get that line. And that was, I screamed so loud when that happened, even in a loss.
It was a real moment. It was a fun moment. The throws had me. And the action, the actual bootlegs and the read options and the five, they ran five run options with him. And he guessed right, or he saw right. Three times out of the
five.
Yeah,
there was one where he should have pulled it back and run right around the defensive end. He had nothing but space ahead of him.
Yeah, you had a good 10, 15 yards. You take a slide, and you've changed the field position enough to open up your playbook and continue a drive. Those are the moments that we talk about, though.
In Sauganash, Tony, you're on the score.
Hey, Dan, was Terry at the festivities?
Oh, you better believe it. Yeah, Terry and Carol were cutting a rug with everybody else.
Okay, good. I wanted to make sure because Jason was saying that Terry was a date. But anyway, Chris kind of said what I was going to reiterate, that I think there's a quarterback there with a lot of moxie. He doesn't have any kind of deer in the headlights look to him. And there's like one little thing on that 4th-and-13 run where he was scrambling around and he had the presence of mind to know what was in front of him. But he still turned around to see if there was a guy, took a quick look.
Yeah, he did. He did a crazy Ivan. He did. He spun around to see where that guy might be.
And so like you guys have just said, when we get some good coaching in there and a good number one wide receiver and maybe another offensive lineman or two, I mean, I think there's a competitive team in there. I mean, I think, you know, arrow's pointing up.
The NFL begs you to be competitive. All you have to do is find the right four or five people as your foundations, your pillars of your franchise. And I feel like they've got a couple of them already and definitely one behind the center.
They are a much better team with Kyle Long on the field, too. It was a dumbass penalty that
yes,
he had. But just watching the difference that his strength makes as opposed to a replacement-level player, it is...
I want to get into some Kyle Long stuff maybe later on in the show because there's obviously some sore feelings, and he had his guy go out there nationally and let his sore feelings be known.
This segment was brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Yeah, there was. We should get into that because you're using somebody to maybe fight a battle for you, and because you got the deck stacked in your favor, able to do stuff like that.
And Big Cat actually jumped on the Spiegel and Parkin show. I didn't tell my guys about it. 12:17. Big Cat kind of responded to that. saying that because maybe, you know, maybe people hear things. I don't know. It's a pretty big station, you know, pretty big market. People hear things and it gets back to people. And Big Cat had some thoughts last week about if you're out there, you know, it'd be hard for anyone to stop him from playing right tackle, in this case, right guard. But yeah, there's, you know, Kyle Long and his relationship with the Bears, his relationship with the fans, his relationship with the national media, that came into play yesterday as well.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Come see how better drives us.
Start your Black Friday early. Make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy Note 8 50% off. That's right, 50% off a lease for the Note 8, one of Samsung's hottest devices. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month lease and new line, $20 per month savings via credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to The Taz Show, my live daily show.
Multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, and award-winning podcaster Taz lets loose on his no-holds-barred show.
It's basically everything in the world of sports entertainment and wrestling and beyond.
Plus special guest segments, call-ins, and more. Tune in live weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern or listen anytime on demand at TazShow.com.
The Taz Show.
Body slams and beyond. Download and subscribe at TheNewRadio.com app.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank,
okay,
the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, these games, there's only 16 of them. You've only won three. I mean, you can't lose a game because of a kicker. God, that was inexcusable. And it wasn't even close. I don't know what other word but choke. I mean, he didn't even come near it.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I would assume he's finally leaving on a jet plane.
Oh, he's got to be done.
Ryan Pace has absolutely butchered the place kicker position, and I was irrationally angry about Connor Barth's existence on this team a few weeks back. There he is again, showing you his Connor Barthiness.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What's the record? 12 and 30? I said their record. I'm not talking about John Fox. Ryan Pace has been there for all of it.
Yes, he has.
It's him, too. Bad decision to keep the guy. He cost you a game. You can't roll him out again for an end-of-game kick.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
He's crazy, please! Help!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
She wasn't targeted. She was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern, he usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We get into the mind of the killer.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da-da-da-da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I would assume he's finally leaving on a jet plane.
Oh, he's got to be done.
Ryan Pace has absolutely butchered the place kicker position, and I was irrationally angry about Connor Barth's existence on this team a few weeks back. There he is again, showing you his Connor Barthiness.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
NMLS number 3030.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Kyle Long for the Bears. He has a finger injury. Well, listen, I got a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy who got a guy who actually connected me with Kyle Long here. And finger injury, this guy's been playing with a torn labrum, two dislocated fingers, a torn tendon in his hand, a torn ligament, and a reconstructed ankle. So while a pinky is a very valuable appendage, that's not what Kyle's been dealing with. He's been toughing out a lot this year.
That's Jay Glazer from Fox Sports.
And if
he
you don't know,
trains with Kyle.
Yeah, that reference, yeah. I know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy, is his self-deprecating way of saying, look, this is my buddy Kyle.
And I'm not saying that Kyle told him to go on air and say that. He's just very aware.